purpose out of your heart. And so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, yani, places the intention within the heart of a person to do so, they can never do so. So a person is always cognizant that at the end of the affair, the ultimate reality of the affair is that Allah is in control of all benefit and all harm. And so whatever they need, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is their recourse first and last and everything in between, that they return the affair back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُرِيدُ ذَلِكَ حَتَّى يَخْلُقَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ إِرَادَةً وَمَشِيئَةً فَعَادَ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ لِمَنَ ابْتَدَأَ مِنْهُ. So the entirety of the affair goes back to the one that it originated from, tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرُ كُلُّهُ وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ. In his hand is the entirety of the good, and the entirety of the affair goes back to him. فَتَعَلُّقُ الْقَلْبِ بِغَيْرِهِ رَجَاءً وَخَوْفًا وَتَوَكُّلًا وَعُبُودِيَّةً ضَرَرٌ مَحْفٌ. He said, and so connecting the heart to other than Allah, attaching your heart to other than Allah, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, as regards your hope and your fear and your reliance and your worship, it is pure harm. It is pure harm. لَا مَنْفَعَةَ فِيهِ, and there is absolutely no benefit in doing that. وَمَا يَحْصُلُ بِذَلِكَ مِنَ الْمَنْفَعَةَ فَهُوَ وَحْدَهُ الَّذِي قَدَّرَهَا وَيَسَّرَهَا. And whatever occurs by a person doing that, connecting his fear and his love and his hope and his reliance to the creation, even if he still gets some benefit from that, then it is still Allah who decreed that and who made it easy for it to happen. وَأَوْصَلَهَا إِلَيْكَ, and caused it to reach you, even though you didn't deserve it. الْوَجْهُ الْعَاشِرُ, the tenth aspect. And الْغَالِبُ, you want to do the tenth aspect or you want to wait? طيب. أنا غالب الخلق إنما يريدون قضاء حاجتهم بك. He said the last thing is that the majority of the creation, not all of them, the majority of the creation, إنما يريدون قضاء حاجتهم بك. They only want to fulfill their needs through you. وإن أضر ذلك بدينك ودنياك. Even if it harms your deen and your dunya. Even if it harms your deen and your dunya. Oh, you believe indeed in your wives and your children. عَدُوٌ لَكُمْ, are enemies to you. And your own wives and your children are enemies to you. That's tremendous. And he, so what about a person's friends? What about to the end of it? He said the majority of the creation, they only want to fulfill their need from you, to get something selfish of their desires out of you. As Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said to even another level, when he mentioned this reality in his Majmu' al-Fatawa, he said the majority of the creation wants you to be their abd. The majority of the creation require ubudiyya from you. They require for you to be a slave for them. They want to treat you like a slave. He said the majority here, he says the majority of the creation only want to fulfill their need from you, to get their need out of you. وَإِنْ أَضَرَّ ذَلِكَ بِدِينِكَ وَدُنْيَاكَ, even if that harms your deen and your dunya. فَهُوَ إِنَّمَا غَرْضُهُمْ قَضَاءُ حَوَائِجِهِمْ وَلَوْ بِمَضَرَّتِكَ. So their only ambition is to get something that they need from you, even if that entails harming you, even if it hurts you. وَالرَّبُّ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُكَ لَكَ, but Allah wants you for you. But Allah wants you for you. Meaning He wants your worship for your own benefit. He wants you to worship Him for His own, for your own benefit. He wants you to worship Him. يُرِيدُكَ, Allah wants you, لَكَ, for your benefit. That's tremendous. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants you for you. وَيُرِيدُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَيْكِ. This is dawah stuff, right? This is the stuff that you call people to Islam. It's pure tawheed. Allah wants you for you. وَيُرِيدُ الْإِحْسَانَ إِلَيْكَ لَكَ لَا لِمَنْفَعَتِهِ. And He wants to give you benefit, to cause benefit to reach you for your own good, not to benefit from you. وَيُرِيدُ دَفْعَ الضَّرَرِ عَنْكَ. And He wants to remove harm from you. فَكَيْفَ تُعَلِّقَ أملك ورجاءك وخوفك بغيري. So how could you connect your hopes and your wishes and your dreams and your fears to other than Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? How could you fear anything besides Allah? The one that controls everything that will benefit and harm you deserves to be feared to a tremendous level. Right? Anything that you can have, he could take it away from you and you would deserve that. If a person is afraid of losing anything, there's only one that can take away anything from a person. And that is easy for him, tabarak wa ta'ala, and you would deserve it. And there is nothing that you deserve from Allah, but that is mahdhu fadlihi. And it should cause you to fear him. As Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that when a person has hope for something, that his hope requires him to do three things. It requires for him to love the thing that he hopes in. And it requires for him to fear losing it. And it requires for him to take the means to retain the thing that he hopes for, that he has connected his hope for. And here he was talking about the Jannah, the reward of Allah in the hereafter. And he saw a person, and when they understand that Allah is in control of all of these affairs, he said, how could you ever connect your amal, your amal, yani your hopes and dreams for the future, with your expectations, and your raja, and your hope, and your khawf, and your fear to other than Allah, fearing the creation, fearing the blame and the criticism of the creation, fearing the harm of the creation, compromising in your religion, بِغَيْرِهِ. How could you connect any of these things to other than Allah تبارك وتعالى؟ وَجِمَاعُ هَذَا أَن تَعْلَمْ أَنَ الْخَلْقَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا كُلُّهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَن يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. He said, and to bring all of these points together, all of these 10 points together, he said, it is that you know that if all of the creation was to gather together to benefit you in any way, they can never benefit you except in a way, except with that which Allah has prescribed and written upon you in the Qadr. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, Ya Ghulam, inni yu'allimuka kalimats. Oh young boy, indeed I'm going to teach you some words. Imagine if the youth were raised upon this. He said to bring all of this together, to gather all of this together, does that you know that the creation, if they were to gather together, every last one of them, they can never, to benefit you with anything, they can never benefit you except with that which Allah has written for you. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا كُلَّهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَن يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ. And if they were to gather together all of them to harm you in any way, they can never do so in any way whatsoever. إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. Except with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written against you. So when a person goes through something, anything a person goes through in life, if you stub your toe, if the police pull you over, if your bank account bounces, if whatever, the first thing that you should do is say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. If your wife is upset with you, don't fight it. It's an uquba, it's a punishment. Right? Don't go back and forth. Say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. I ask Allah to forgive me, O Allah, forgive me, O Allah, forgive me. And a person who develops this mentality and understands this, that everything of benefit and harm is in the hand of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and whatever he receives, it is mahdhu fadlillah, it is purely a bounty and blessing from Allah, and of that which he receives of the good, and anything that he experiences of difficulty, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَى نَفْسَهُ. And let him blame no one but himself, let him ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to forgive him. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, قال الله تعالى الله تبارك وتعالى said قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا وهو مولانا قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا. Say O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, say O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, لن يصيبنا, that nothing will ever afflict us or strike us except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote for us. Huwa maulana. He is our maula. He is our guardian Lord tabaraka wa ta'ala. Huwa maulana. Wa ala Allahi falyatawakkal al-mu'minun. And so let the mu'minun put their tawakkal upon Allah alone. Let the believers place their reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the conclusion of the 10 aspects is kind of detailed. That's why I wanted to just use the next session to go over it, because these are things that we should write and understand and make sure that we have understood so that we can. And it's kind of what he began the chapter with, And we'll go back over the points a little bit, inshallah, in the next session. And the khatimatul bab, and the conclusion of the chapter, هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. جزاكم الله خير.